making him fucking nervous. Stopping to the left of him. Blowing smoke up my ass ain't gonna help your situation, I whispered over his shoulder, sweat pooling at his temples. We've been doing business with Devil's Rejects for a long time. Why would I fuck that up? Cause you're a greedy fuck. Taking the barrel of my gun, I jabbed it into his good kneecap. Don't appreciate being lied to, especially to my fucking face, I scoffed out, pulling the trigger. Nah! Motherfucker! He screamed in pure agony, struggling to get his hands free. That's for lying to me. There are plenty more where that came from. I suggest you man the fuck up and tell me why you're trafficking drugs over the border for these sons of bitches sinners rejoice when you work for us, I reminded, crouching down to his level, getting right up in his face. So stop feeding me a crock of bullshit before I decide I don't want to play fucking nice anymore. Listen, he coaxed with a quivering jaw. I'll be honest with you. Sinners did approach me, but I told them straight up, S.A., he accentuated in a thick Spanish accent. We only do business with you. Were you only doing business with us last week when Pedro here? I nodded to the other motherfucker in the chair beside him. Move 20 fucking kilos of blow on our route for him? It's our fucking territory, Jericho. Been our turf for a long fucking time. Think you could drive your trucks through our rounds and us not know about it? Thought you were smarter than that. Hate to be proved wrong. Creed, it's not what it looks like, he justified, looking me dead in the eyes. Oh, so you do know what I'm talking about, you fuck. He opened his mouth to say something, but I backhanded him with the butt of my gun, silencing him. Give me a name, I ordered through a clenched jaw. The grenades I used 3 years ago killed their prez and vice prez. We thought the club was gone till recently they popped up out of nowhere, maybe stronger than before, but we had no intel on him. I needed to know who had taken over and who was running the goddamn show. I needed names, and I needed them right fucking now. Creed, it's... I stood, grabbing him by the back of the head, slamming my knee in his face several times, practically knocking him the fuck out. His head bobbled as he tried to blink through the haze, Jericho's bludgeoned face becoming unrecognizable from all the blood. The door slammed shut and footsteps drew near. Boss, you all right? A man questioned, appearing out of the darkness. The fuck's going on here? I turned around, looked him straight in the eyes, and shot him in the fucking head, clear across the room. His body fell to the ground with a thud. I didn't falter, aiming my gun to the center of Jericho's forehead next. Give me a name, I demanded, shoving my gun deeper into his skin, or you won't crawl out of here alive, I gritted out, losing the last bit of patience I had. My men will find you and kill you. Ain't that a bitch? Good thing I don't give a flying fuck if I die. Can you say the same, motherfucker? His eyes met mine, widening at the realization that I wasn't bluffing. Give me a reason, I breathed out. Give me one fucking reason why I shouldn't pull the trigger and lay you the fuck out for betraying us after everything we've done for you, you spick-ass son of a bitch. His chest heaved and his nostrils flared, his mind reeled with uncertainty. I cocked the pistol deeper into his forehead, causing his head to jerk back. He swallowed hard, clearing his throat, holding his head up higher, mocking me. You got 3 fucking daughters, I spoke with conviction, catching him off guard. Diesel, ever been with a Latina? No, man, haven't had the fucking pleasure. Veronica has the best cocksucking lips on this side of the border, I snidely smiled, talking about his wife. Hey, Jericho, how'd an ugly fuck like you back some pussy like her? Fuck you! No, thanks. I already fucked your wife, I rasped, grinning. You son of a bitch! You're a fucking liar! He screamed at the top of his lungs, whipping around the chair, almost knocking it over. We were used to the theatrics that came with our interrogations. We didn't pay him any mind as he visibly struggled trying to get loose. He wasn't going anywhere unless I wanted him to. I waited till he tired himself out, until there was no fight left him and all he would do was roll over and play fucking dead, blood gushing out of him. I crouched down again, leaning forward close to his face. Cocking my head to the side, I murmured, "Wonder if your baby girls want to ride my cock as much as your wife did," I viciously spewed. You leave them alone, you motherfucker. I smiled wide, my eyes wild and brazen. Can't do that. Give me a name, or Diesel and I are going to pay a little visit to your baby girls. I always wanted to run a train on your oldest daughter's culo, I mocked, saying ass in Spanish. Don't worry, though. I'll make her deep throat my cop before I take her up the ass. Wouldn't want to tear anything. Can't say the same for Diesel. He jerked forward, wrestling to break free. If you lay one finger on him, I'm going to count to 3, and if I don't get a name, I'll fucking kill you. But not before I make you watch your daughters get fucked in the ass by my cock, while Diesel has him deep-throating his fucking Glock, just to see which load gets off first. You! I suddenly raised my arm, aiming my gun to his boy tied to the chair on his right. One, I counted, putting a bullet between his eyes, blowing his fucking head off, blood and brain splattering behind him. Give me a name, I repeated, aiming my gun over to the man in the same setup on his left. He was thrashing around, already knowing his fate. I looked at Jericho. Please, enough, don't. Two, I pulled the trigger again. More blood, more brains, more fucking death. I was done playing games. I was never one for using women or loved ones as bait or collateral, but that didn't stop the brothers from letting it happen in the club. As much as I didn't want to, I had to look the other way. Let it happen, whether I wanted it to or not. It just is what it is. I walked over to Jericho, placing the barrel of my gun under his chin. Last chance, motherfucker, or we're taking a ride home. Cowering away from me, he closed his eyes tight. Marcus! He yelled out. His name's fucking Marcus. He with sinners? I don't know. He came here with some of them. He have a cut on? A what? A fucking cut. Like a vest, motherfucker. Like a vest. I don't think so. You don't think so, or you don't know? I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't waver. I aimed the gun to his right inner thigh and pulled the trigger. He screamed out in pain, gasping for air, convulsing right in front of me. Next bullet will go 3 inches to the left, I warned, gesturing to his cock. Quivering lips, he trembled. He had on a cut. I grinned. Thought that would jog your memory. Funny how that fucking works, yeah? He nodded, grinding his teeth. I took one last look at him, growling, fuck you very much. Turning to leave. On second thought, I spun back around, shoving my gun in his mouth and roared, you don't fuck with the devil's rejects and live to see another day. I pulled the trigger, needing to end it once and for all. I got what I came for. End of story. I nodded to Diesel and we got the hell out of there, expecting retaliation as soon as we got on our bikes, ready to go to war, not giving a shit that more people would die. There was no conscience left inside of me. It died the day Vice Prez was stitched on my cut. Chapter 10. Creed. Jesus Christ, Autumn, how many damn times do I have to tell you that I don't want you here when I'm not around? I snapped, pissed off that she didn't listen to me. Again? The last thing I wanted was to worry about her, too. I had enough shit on my mind. Between the club, Noah, and Ma, my plate was fucking full. Noah would be starting high school in the fall, and God only knows the kind of trouble he was going to start getting into. He was already a little shit in middle school, having countless infractions sent home. Ma would get phone calls weekly, but she was too drunk to give a fuck. He barely had any supervision as it was. As much as I wished I could be in more places at one time, my priority was a club. Ma and Noah came in a close second. Noah was already starting to rebel, going toe-to-toe with me a few fucking times, wanting me to see him for the man he felt like he was. Pops is no help when it came to him either. Proud as fuck that he was mouthing off in the first place, not taking shit from anyone. Except him. I didn't want Noah to grow up and be a troublemaker like I was. I wanted a better life for him, but there was only so much I could do. I wasn't around a lot. I had to travel all over the place just to make sure other chapters in the Devil's Rejects was running smoothly. Just when I thought things might slow down and I could find a balance, some goddamn normalcy, unexpected shit would happen. I'd be back on the road again. It had been 2 years since I became VP, and I was on the road more often than not. Noah needed a role model in his life, someone to look up to. Scary thing was, I knew he wanted to be just like me.
Why do you worry so much? All I do is walk into the clubhouse, go into your room, and wait for you. I barely see anyone on my way in, and let's face it, no one's going to mess with me anyway, Creed. They know I'm yours,
she said, pulling me away from my thoughts. You ain't mine, Autumn. You ain't my property. I haven't claimed you and ain't planning on doing it either. Not going to fight with you about this again. You're beating a dead fucking horse, I argued, taking off my cut, throwing it on the couch. I had my own room at the clubhouse now, complete with a kitchenette and an ensuite bathroom. It wasn't much, but it was mine, even though most nights when I was in town I went home, wanting to see how Ma was coping and check on Noah. It was pointless, really. I didn't even recognize her anymore. She had aged at least 10 years, her hair speckled with gray, wrinkles all along her once flawless face. She couldn't have weighed more than 100 pounds. There was nothing left of the mother I used to know. Now she was just a drunk. Adding to the guilt that was buried deep in my fucking heart, I hadn't walked back through the woods behind the clubhouse since the night that Luke was buried there so undignified. I couldn't bring myself to do it. The dreams never stopped. They became worse. Only tallying all the lives I had taken since. Autumn walked over to where I stood by the counter, pressing her hands against my chest, looking up at me.
That's only because you're so freaking stubborn. If you would just let us happen, you would see that we could make it work. I know your life story. I know what you do. I know exactly the kind of man you are, and I love you for it. Always have. I'll wait as long as I have to, Creed Jameson. You're worth it to me.
She stood on the tips of her toes, pecking me on the lips, beckoning my mouth to open for her, sliding her hands down my chest toward my cock, never taking her eyes off mine. I caught her wrists, pushing her back. Ain't gonna happen. She scoffed out, rolling her eyes.
Right. I forgot. You don't need me for that, do you?
I'm a man, Autumn, I simply stated, causing her to pull her wrists from my grasp and take a few steps back, not expecting my reply. Made you no goddamn promises. Not one. Don't fucking try me. You won't win. She grimaced, taking a deep, visible breath.
You don't love those women.
Don't need love to fuck, babe.
You're being an asshole.
An honest one. I paused, let my words sink in. What you want from me is something I can never give you. Why can't you understand that? It's why I won't take you to bed. I respect you for more than what's between your legs. So stop fucking throwing it at me. If I want pussy, all I have to do is step outside. You feel me?
Yeah, Creed. I feel you. I feel the way you look at me sometimes when you think I can't see you. I feel the way you become calm when I'm around. I feel the way you worry about me when I'm not close by. I feel the way you need me to comfort you, support you, fucking love you. And I feel the way you love me, too. Is that enough fucking feels for you?
Always been my best friend, Autumn. Always will be. She shook her head, disappointed with my response. It was the truth. Every last word that fell from her lips was a goddamn truth, and I wasn't going to argue with that. So, I gave her the only answer that was as real to me as she was, even though I knew it would do nothing but hurt her. She needed to realize that all I would do was cause pain. I was no good for her.
I sit around and wait for you. Do you know that? I wait for you to call, to tell me that you need me, to tell me you miss me, to tell me all the bullshit that comes out of your mouth when you're lonely. You're leading me on, and I'm the fool for letting it happen. I'm not doing that anymore, you dick. I'll go date. Sleep around. Be with other men like you are with other women. How about that, huh? We will see who was right and who was wrong.
Don't fucking threaten me, I warned. Not leading you on. You just keep coming back, I blurted, regretting my words immediately. She gasped. Her mouth dropped open, her eyes widened, instantly watering. Autumn was never much of a crier. She had tough skin, so I knew I fucked up. I took a step in her direction. Babe. She turned and left, slammed my bedroom door behind her without another word. Fuck! I yelled, pulling my hair in a frustrated gesture, wanting to rip it the hell out. I didn't know what to do when it came to her, what to say or how to handle her. Not one damn thing. I needed to figure out how to make it better without making it worse. I paced around my room like I would suddenly find the answers written on my walls or some shit. I was at a loss. I grabbed beer from the fridge, twisted off the cap and threw it on the counter, chugging it back as if it was water, needing something to calm me the fuck down. I slammed the empty bottle down onto the counter when I was done, looking at the door where a huge piece of my life had just walked out. A faint shadow caught my attention from the corner of my eyes, reflecting on the wall. The rest played out in slow fucking motion. I dropped to the ground, covering my head with my arms, ducking behind the counter, using it as a shield, going in for cover as best I could as bullets suddenly sprayed throughout my entire bedroom, destroying everything in its wake. Casings busted through the drywall, ricocheting off the metal appliances, shattering windows everywhere, causing shards of glass to lodge into my skin. I pulled out my gun from the back of my jeans, standing without a second thought, returning fire in the direction of the shooter, hearing a hard thud seconds later. The motherfucker fell to the ground, dead. I ran over to my drawer, grabbing another Glock and throwing extra clips in the pockets of my jeans. I hauled ass to my door, peering down the hallway before running out of my room. Brothers flew out of there, shooting in all directions, ready to kill without a moment's notice. Acting on pure adrenaline and fury that someone was disrespecting us in our fucking home. The warehouse is under fire. The club is decorated with fucking bullet holes everywhere. An all-out war broken out. Women were screaming bloody murder, running from rooms, half-naked, trying to seek cover as best they could. Some were not so fortunate. "Autumn!" I shouted, stepping over bodies, searching around for her. Fear quickly taking over my body the longer it took to find her. I sprinted down the hallway into the living room, trying to ignore all the bodies, gore, and blood surrounding me, fucking praying to God I wouldn't find Autumn amongst them. Opening fire, shooting men I didn't even know or had never seen before. There was an endless stream of bullets coming at us from all directions. Our clubhouse unrecognizable from the mayhem, and the sons of bitches were bombarding our joint. Blood flying everywhere, not knowing if it was theirs or mine. I was numb. "Autumn!" I called out again. "Where the fuck are you?" "Creed, behind the bar! I saw her behind the bar!" Diesel yelled as he took out two more men, nodding a silent gesture to go to her, that he was covering my back. He threw an assault rifle at me, knowing I was going to need it. Chucking one of my empty guns to the ground, I tucked the other one in the back of my jeans, darting toward the fucking bar. Rush of adrenaline coursed in my veins, throbbing into my bloodstream, taking over every inch of my fucking body. My heart pounded against my chest as I tried to make my way over to her. Diesel and I took down every motherfucker who was in our way. No one was going to stop me. They could try, but they'd fucking lose. "Fuck! They're swarming the club like fucking cockroaches! Get some!" Diesel seethed. Bullet after bullet after fucking bullet. My vision tunneled, seeing nothing but red the closer I got to her. "Autumn!" I screamed over the bloodshed, turning the corner into the bar area. She was sitting in the furthest corner behind a keg barrel as if she was trying to become part of the wall. Her head tucked in between her legs, her hands covering her ears, rocking back and forth. I'd never seen her look so fucking terrified. It rocked my core. I was over to her in two strides, crouching down in front of her as Diesel took position to lay out any motherfucker who came near. "Babe," I coaxed, slowly reaching for her, needing her to see it was me. I didn't care if the air was still filled with rapid fire. I needed to make sure she was responsive and not going into fucking shock.
"Creed!"
she bellowed, her eyes lighting up with fresh tears when she saw me. Grabbing my hand, she threw her arms around my neck, holding me as tight as she could.
"You're alive. I thought you were dead. I thought they killed you,"
she cried, her body convulsed in my arms from the distress. "Shh," I murmured to the side of her face. "Shh, I'm here," trying to get her to calm down as best I could. "Creed, come on. I got a prospect to guard her," Diesel shouted from my right. I pulled away, jerking out my gun from the back of my jeans, handing it to her. "Anyone not wearing our colors comes near you, you fucking shoot. Point blank in the goddamn head. You understand me?" She fervently nodded, taking the gun to her shaking hand, still clutching onto me like her life depended on it. I roughly tore out of my arms.
"Creed,"
she wept, scared for me. "Be right back, babe. Right fucking back," I reassured, nodding to the prospect to come switch places with me, threatening his life if he let anything happen to her. Diesel and I held our guns high, waiting for the next string of fire to ring out. I looked around the corner to my left while he did the same to his right, making sure the coast was clear before we left the safety of our spot behind the bar. "See you on the flip side, brother," he declared, taking off in the opposite direction. I made my way over to the game room, the commotion getting louder with each step I took. Pausing at the door, I listened before kicking it in. Shot after shot ripped up from my hands as I stepped into the room, bullet casings flying past my face, one right after another. Ruthless and unforgiving. Perpetrators falling to their deaths, all for the name of the fucking colors and their cuts. Sinners rejoiced for making their presence known, letting us experience they weren't fucking around. Not only did they want our territory, they wanted our goddamn souls. Coming into our club, trying to show us who was boss, only to realize that their MC ain't got shit on us. I lost count of all the men I'd killed, put to ground that day. I wasn't any fucking better than they were, fighting for my brothers with my last breath if I had to. Bottom line, it was who I fucking was now. Taking a deep breath for the first time since the first shots rang out, the smell of blood assaulting my senses. Nothing but the sounds of Harleys taking off in all directions could be heard, fire ceasing all around me. They were riding out from the hell and anarchy they brought to us, with fewer men than they walked in with. It didn't matter. This wasn't over. It was far from fucking over. It had only just begun. I walked back into the living room, stopping at the doorway. Diesel, Pops, a few of the other brothers stood there with their weapons down, silently staring at a man that was lying in a pool of his own blood, in the center of the room. Pops turned round when he heard me, revealing it was one of our own. Phoenix. Memories of the first tattoo he ever gave me immediately played in my mind, and each one since then. My father crouched down, closing Phoenix's eyes. He did the sign of the cross over his body, stating like always, "Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and all that fucking shit." I peered up, locking eyes with Autumn across the room, who was walking in with the prospect. A smile lit up her face when she saw I was alive, but it was quickly replaced with a frown when I didn't return the gesture. She followed my stare, taking in the sight of Phoenix's dead body. They'd kill one of ours.
"I'm sorry,"
she mouthed from the distance between us. A shadow appeared out of nowhere. I saw it before it actually happened. The man I knew in my fucking gut was Marcus, reached up behind Autumn, aimed his gun, and pulled the trigger. "No!" I shouted, running as fast as I could. Images of Luke's death flashed in front of my eyes, the screaming, the blood, the chaos all coming back, hit me like a ton of fucking bricks. A blood-curdling scream snapped me out of one nightmare into the following. Next thing I knew, I was lying on the floor, the brothers all around me, blinking away the throbbing pain, realizing very fucking quickly that I just took a goddamn bullet for my father. Chapter 11. Creed. "Just fucking do it," I ordered, tossing back the bottle of whiskey, sweating and shaking profusely from the bullet lodged in the right upper quadrant of my abdomen. I was lying on the right side of my bed, propped up with a few pillows. "Creed, just let me numb the site so I can extract the bullet and stitch you up. You won't feel..." "Won't feel shit with a few more swigs of this shit either. Do it," I interrupted Joseph, the doctor we had on payroll, taking another drink from the already half-empty bottle.
"God damn it, Creed Jameson, why are you being so stubborn? You're not Superman. Let him numb you up,"
Autumn demanded, worry evident in her tone, eyeing me up and down from the place she sat next to my bed. "Don't need babying." I took three more swigs from the head. "Not gonna tell you again." Joseph sighed, nodding before pouring rubbing alcohol on my open wound. I gritted out through clenched teeth, arching my back off the bed. "Motherfucker, little warning next time." "Diesel, I'm gonna need you to hold him down," Joseph ordered, ignoring me. "He can't move or I won't be able to find the bullet." Diesel grabbed the whiskey out of my hand, taking a few swigs himself, placing it on my bedside table when he was done. Joseph positioned my right arm across my chest, pushing me onto my left side for better access. Gesturing for him to get ready, Diesel knelt on the bed, hovering over me, putting one hand on the arm of my chest, securing it, the other on my waist to hold me down. "Here goes nothing," Joseph said before slicing the blade into my wounded skin. I could hear my skin tearing as he reached in the wound, digging for the bullet.
"Fuck,"
I groaned out. The prospect in the room stood, rushing over, grabbing the whiskey bottle off the nightstand and placed it to my lips, let me chug the amber liquid down till there was nothing left.
"Ah,"
Autumn grumbled, standing up.
"I can't watch this. You're fucking ridiculous. You all are unbelievable. I can't believe he's doing this. Such a fucking idiot. Thinks he's Tarzan,"
she continued, hurrying out of the mess that was now my bedroom. Glass crunched beneath her feet. I could still hear her bitching down the hallway. "Women," Diesel stated from above me. "Can't live with them. Can't live without them. I've tried. My hand gets too fucking tired." I chuckled, the liquor finally taking over, numbing the skin where the bullet went in. "How you feeling?" I shrugged, mostly hurt from the fact that Phoenix was gone. We didn't walk away unscathed, losing a few other good men as well.
"Took a bullet for your old man. Not gonna lie, didn't see that shit coming."
"Me and you both, brother. Can't even say it was a surprise. Knew it was coming. Didn't want him to die."
"Which is why we gotta talk, Creed."
"So fucking talk. Ain't going anywhere." "Got it," Joseph chimed in, throwing the bloody bullet in my chest like a goddamn souvenir. Diesel let me go, walking over to the kitchen. "Clean hit, too. Didn't nick any nerves. Sliced right through the muscle between the ribs. I'll stitch you up. Should close within a week. You're lucky. Could have been a few inches above." Joseph pointed to my heart. "I left my dressings in the car. Be right back." Diesel nodded toward the door to the prospect, silently ordering him to leave too, kicking the door closed behind him and walked over to the bed.
"Gonna need this after you hear what I gotta say," he advised, handing me a new bottle of whiskey.
"I'm listening," I muttered, taking back a few swigs. He sighed, taking a deep breath, sitting in the chair Autumn just vacated.
"Been brothers a long time, even before you were patched in, yeah?" Not a pussy. Don't need to make sure I'm wet, Diesel. Out with it. I wouldn't be saying anything if it weren't for what you did tonight. Taking a bullet for him. Putting your life on the line for his. For better or for worse, he's my old man, I simply stated, resting my head on my pillow, looking up at the ceiling. You don't deserve it. Your loyalty. Your life. Ain't telling me nothing I don't already know, Diesel. Stryker was a good man. He may have been a grumpy old fuck, but he wasn't a traitor. I narrowed my eyes at him, caught off guard. I think it was a setup, bro. I'm not the only one that suspects it either. My father lives and breathes this club. He wouldn't... It got you to be vice pres, didn't it? Made you look like a goddamn hero. Look at the shitstorm it started. How'd they get on the compound? This place is Fort fucking Knox. We prided ourselves on making sure of it. Who do you think let those motherfuckers in? Because I had never heard of Cinders Rejoice before that meeting. I was a nomad, been in the game for a long fucking time. There's something more going on here than just a war over territory. It cost Stryker and Phoenix their lives. Almost cost us yours, too. It's retaliation tonight. Seems a little much, huh? For taking out Jericho and some of his men? My mind immediately started reeling with everything he just said, mainly because it made so much fucking sense. Every last bit of it. Think about it. We'll finish this later. He stood, walking over to the door. Need anything before I go? More booze? Weed? Pussy? He winked. I'll send someone up, he yelled over his shoulder. I chuckled. Joseph walked back in a few minutes later. He stitched and patched me up, wrapping an elastic bandage around my torso when he was finished, wanting to keep as much pressure as possible on the wound. I drowned my sorrows to the bottom of the bottle, numbing myself to the point of not giving a flying fuck about anything. My mind was finally silent for the first time since I could remember. When he was done, he placed a bottle of pain pills on the nightstand and left. I downed three of them, with whiskey as a chaser. I don't know how long I sat there, leaning my head against the headboard, fucked up to the point of exhaustion, finally taking in the mess in my room. The bullet holes, the glass, the lampshades hanging sideways. It looked like a fucking hurricane tore through here. Reflecting fucking life.
You need to eat, or all that medication and liquor is going to tear up your already injured stomach, Creed.
Autumn announced, walking back in the room with a plate of food in her hands, shutting the door behind her. I'm fine, I replied, taking another swig. It's late. Thought you went home.
Like I could sleep.
She took the bottle out of my hands, placing it on the nightstand next to the pills, setting the food near it and took a seat beside me. Trying to kick me in the balls and I'm already fucking down, babe?
It's not your fault. You wouldn't ever let anything happen to me. At least not on purpose.
Like I didn't let something happen to Luke? Like that, Autumn? She frowned, knowing I was right. I closed my eyes, wanting the darkness to take over. Between the shootout, Phoenix dying, putting Autumn's life in jeopardy, taking a bullet from my father, the man who could be responsible for all this to begin with. It was just too fucking much. It finally all caught up to me, taking me fucking under. The pills and booze no longer numbed me enough. Not even nearly enough. My heart started to race again just thinking about it.
Earlier when I walked out of your room, I was so pissed at you.
I opened my eyes, locking gazes with her.
I said some nasty things. You said some back. We were fighting. I walked past the bar to leave when all of a sudden I heard guns going off. Do you know what the first thing I thought was?
She shook her head like the mere memory hurt her. I knew she would never be able to get rid of the images. It was now a part of her, just as much as I was.
I thought... Creed is going to die, and we're fighting. I hid behind the bar, hearing your voice in the back of my head telling me to take cover, to stay safe. As much as I wanted to run back into your room, into your arms.
She paused, letting her words sink in.
I stayed where I was. I did because of you. The more I sat there, the more I was sure you were dead, making me want to die too. I don't think I could go on living. I don't know a life without you in it, Creed. You're all I've ever known.
Her eyes started to water. She struggled to keep her tears at bay. I hated that I was the reason she was going to fucking cry again, knowing it wasn't in her character. Breaking my heart in ways I didn't think were possible anymore. Maybe it was the booze or the pills, but before I knew what I was doing, I grabbed her waist, pulling her toward me. She came willingly, crawling onto my lap, straddling my thighs, looking deep into my fucked up eyes. I'm sorry, Autumn. I'm so fucking sorry for everything.
Shh.
She placed her index finger over my lips.
We've both been through a lot tonight. Let's be here for each other.
Babe, I ain't gonna...
Please.
She leaned forward, gently pressing her lips against mine.
Let me in, please,
she pleaded, reaching down to grab the hem of her dress, not giving me a chance to protest. She pulled the cotton fabric over her head, freeing her perky tits, as if she knew I wouldn't be able to resist her if she was naked. Vulnerable. Exposed. She was goddamn perfection. Shaking out her red hair, she leaned in again, kissing me softly, beckoning my lips to do the same while rocking her pussy on my cock simultaneously. I roughly gripped her ass, groaning, no longer able to restrain myself. She felt too fucking good. The smell of her body engulfed me, attacking my senses all at once. My cock twitched, aching to be inside of her. I kissed her back, pecking her lips softly at first, teasing her with the tip of my tongue, running it all along the outline of her pouty mouth. The feel of her skin in that moment drove me over the edge, and all we were doing was fucking kissing. Our tongues moved in sync with one another, colliding, penetrating deep into my goddamn core. She started to sway her hips on my hard cock again, kissing me deeper, harder, and more demanding than ever before. I kissed her one last time, letting my lips linger for a few more seconds. Resting my forehead against hers, she was breathing profusely, her eyes dark and dilated, luring me the fuck in. Her long, messy red hair draped all around her face, spreading out between us. I resisted the urge to tug it back just so I could kiss all along her neck, her collarbone, and all over her fucking breasts. I slowly moved my rough, calloused hands up her body, feeling the softness of her silky white skin for the first time, continuing my heated assault, causing her to squirm underneath my touch, awaiting my next move. Her breathing hitched when I cupped her tits, pushing them together, enjoying the feel of them in my grip. Her nipples were hard, begging to be sucked. Her round and perky breasts accentuated her slender waist and luscious fucking thighs.
Please,
she begged, urging me to touch her in a way I never had before. I grinned, sliding my hand into her panties, feeling her wetness on my fingers. Pulling them out almost immediately, I spread her juices along her mouth, just to get a taste of her sweet fucking pussy on her lips. Kneading her nipples with my other hand, she moaned loud, causing my cock to twitch from the sound of her. I plunged my tongue into her waiting mouth, pulling her goddamn bottom lip between my teeth, sucking off all her salty sweetness. I slid my hand back in her panties, all along her pussy, loving the feel of her heat against my fingers. So fucking wet, I growled into her mouth, manipulating her clit with the palm of my hand for a few minutes, watching her come apart. I pushed my middle and ring fingers into her soaking wet cunt, aiming it directly for her G-spot. I knew she wasn't a virgin anymore. I wouldn't have touched her if she still was. She lost it a while ago to a piece of shit that Mason and I put in the fucking hospital for taking advantage of her. Son of a bitch fed her alcohol one night while I happened to be out of town so she would spread her legs for him, knowing he could get away with it since I wasn't around.
Oh, I'm gonna come, Creed.
She panted while a finger fucked her sweet spot. Here, babe. Like it here? Yeah, I taunted, thrusting my finger harder and faster. Her legs shook, her body trembled. She was close to losing control, shuddering, opening her legs wider, clawing her nails into my bare chest. Just like that. Fuck my fingers, riding like you would my fucking cock. Her pussy pulsated, squeezing my fingers so goddamn tight, almost pushing them out, cum dripping down my hand. She screamed out my fucking name. There was no going back after this. I stepped on the line, now I was going to cross over it completely. I let her ride out her orgasm on my hand. Her eyes immediately opened when she heard the zipper of my jeans. I maneuvered with my free hand. Reaching over to my bedside table, I pulled out a condom, ripping it open with my teeth. She swiftly removed her panties while I pulled out my cock, stroking it a few times while rolling the condom down. Her eyes widened.
God, Creed,
she breathed out when she took in my size. I grinned, roughly gripping onto her hips, sliding her wet pussy all along my shaft, getting it nice and fucking wet for her to take me, knowing I would hurt her if I didn't. Want my cock on him? Gonna let me in?
Yes,
she purred, breathless, getting off on the back and forth motion of her clit, sliding against my cock. Getting fucking wetter, dripping down my balls. I eased her up by her hips, holding the base of my cock for her to sit on. Positioning myself at her opening, she gradually moved her way down, teasing the head of my cock before choking the fuck out of my shaft with her tight goddamn pussy, spreading her wetness, inching her way along, a little more each time. Her mouth parted, her eyes shut tightly as she took me in completely. Ride me, babe, drawled out, claiming her lips. Ride me fucking hard. She slowly rocked her hips until she got used to the feeling of my cock deep inside of her, placing her hands against the headboard for more leverage, swaying faster and harder. Causing her head to roll back, I took her nipple into my mouth, kneading the other one, unable to get enough of her. Another moan escaped deep down her throat. All I could hear was desire as I fondled her breast and sucked on her nipples. I moved one of my hands to her clit. Her breathing escalated as soon as she realized what I was about to do. She encouraged me, bucking her hips forward.
Creed.
Yeah, babe, just like that. Fuck me, I growled from deep within my chest. I could feel her pussy tighten, gripping my cock like a fucking vice, vaguely feeling her shiver. Leaning in, she started kissing me more aggressively than before. I grabbed the back of her neck, wanting to bring her closer, needing her body to cover mine. Our lips moved on their own accord, no longer having control over our movements. I kissed her jawline to her neck and deliberately made my way back to her lips. Her delicate hands moved down my inked chest, wanting to feel my skin against her fingertips, stomping at the edge of my bandage wrap, not wanting to hurt me. Fuck, you feel good, I groaned, thrusting my hips upward, roughly gripping onto her hips once again, moving her harder, faster, for her pleasure and mine, feeling her G-spot on my tip. My fucking sweet spot. My pace increased as I made her fuck me as hard as she could, unable to get enough. I couldn't help it. I loved it fucking rough. From the sounds escaping her, so did she. Both our mouths parted, breathless, riding the high, wanting to fall over the edge. Pain fucking pounded through my abdomen from the impact, but I didn't care. I plunged my tongue into her mouth and I felt her pussy throb, pulsating long and fucking tight, muffling her screams. Her quivering was my undoing. She was my undoing. A groan escaped from deep within my core as I came so fucking hard. We lay there for I don't know how long, both of us trying to catch our breaths, until she shifted, lying next to me as I threw away the condom, lazily tracing my tats. I pulled her into my embrace, kissing the top of her head.
I love you,
she sleepily said, coming down from her high, falling asleep, bringing me back to reality. That I just fucked up by fucking her. Chapter 12. Creed. My eyes fluttered open, taking in the bright morning sun, wondering where the fuck I was for a second. My head was pounding and my torso was fucking aching. All the previous night events immediately came to mind as if I was reliving them all over again, realizing it wasn't a nightmare, only adding to my splitting headache. Shit, I breathed out, looking down at Autumn, who was lying with her head on my chest, her arm wrapped around my waist, her leg draped over mine, holding me tight. I sunk back into the mattress, staring up at the ceiling, shaking my head back and forth, mentally kicking my own ass for what I had done. I needed to add more fucking problems to my already full of shit life like I needed a fucking bullet in my head. I had no one to blame but myself. Autumn stirred, opening her eyes, looking up at me adoringly with nothing but love in them.
Hey there,
she greeted, snuggling deeper into my chest, kissing it a few times.
I'm gonna go wash up. Be right back.
She kissed my chest one last time and rolled over, pulling the sheet with her, reaching over to the chair, throwing on her dress and sandals. She got up, carefully walking through the fallen debris, making her way to my bathroom. I sat up, groaning out in pain, instantly grabbing two pain pills, taking them back dry. I pulled my drawer open, getting a pair of clean jeans and throwing them on, shoving my bare feet in my boots. There was still glass everywhere. Pops was already on the phone last night, figuring out how long it would take to get this place fixed and cleaned up. I guess he said it wouldn't take too long. Money could always buy you anything and everything. Autumn walked back out, bright-eyed and fucking bushy-tailed, practically skipping over to me.
I'll go see if I can find us some breakfast. Then I'll help you change your dressings, baby.
She beamed, placing a kiss on my cheek. I groaned in response, already fucking dreading what was to come. I took a piss, brushed my teeth, catching a glimpse of my sorry ass in the cracked mirror. Shards of glass shattered around the counter. Piece of shit, I gargled to my reflection, staring back at me, spitting the toothpaste into the sink, splashing some cold water on my face. I looked like death warmed over. Autumn was sitting on the bed with a plate of fruit and some toast in front of her.
This was all I could find in the club kitchen. At least it's something to get in you. Come, sit down, so I can change your dressing. It's soaked in blood, Creed. You don't want it to get an infection.
I'm fine.
Creed.
Autumn, I'm fucking fine, I grumbled, grabbing my cigarettes, lighting one up, needing the nicotine to shake off the haze. She sighed, defeated.
Jesus. Even when you get laid, you're still not a morning person. Good to know.
We need to talk.
About what?
She asked, throwing her strawberry in her mouth. I walked over to her, sitting on the edge of the bed beside her, not wanting to drag this out any longer. Listen, I fucked up. Last night, I was drunk, high, and just fucking hurting, feeling like shit that you were hurting too. Shouldn't have been here, Autumn. Could have been hurt. Really hurt. I hesitated, unable to say the words. The thought of another life gone because of me was too much for me to bear. I took another drag of my cigarette, letting the smoke seep out through my nose. Shouldn't have seen what you did, putting your life in danger for me. Can't happen anymore. Glancing over at her, trying to be as kind as I could.
I love you. It's that simple for me. I don't care.
I grimaced, swallowing hard, finally stating, last night was a mistake.
What? Why? Was I not good?
Jesus Christ, babe, for fuck's sake, you were amazing. I breathed out, leaning my elbows on my knees, holding my pounding head. But it ain't about that.
I mean, I know I'm not as experienced as you're used to, but I can...
I looked back up at her. I love you, Autumn. You fucking know that. But I ain't in love with you. And you know that, too. She abruptly stood, hovering above me with her hands on her hips.
You're lying. You're just scared. I don't care. I just want to be with you. Why can't you open your eyes and see us for what we are? We're great together, and you know it. Last night only proved that to you, Creed. You're just trying to push me away. We're more than just best friends, and we always have been.
Don't make this harder than it already is. Tears streamed down her face, driving a knife into my heart. I stood up, reaching over. Stop wasting those on me, I murmured, wiping away her sorrow. Not fucking worth them. She shoved my hand away.
Fuck you, Creed. After everything we've been through, you're gonna treat me like just another piece of ass?
She bellowed, stepping back away from me. If that were true, I would have told you to get the fuck out of my bed after I came. Wouldn't have slept in my goddamn arms last night. She shook her head, disgusted.
Don't worry. I get the fuck out now.
She turned, but I grabbed her arm, stopping her.
Don't touch me.
She snapped, shoving me away as hard as she could. Fuck! I roared, hunching over, wrapping my arm around my torso from the stinging pain. She took one look at me, scoffing out.
Good. Now we're both hurting.
She turned again and left, leaving me with the indisputable guilt of fucking her over. I spent the rest of the day getting my room back in order, rejecting help from the countless whores that I knew Diesel kept sending up. I wanted to be alone. The next few days were much of the same thing. Brothers fixed what they could throughout the warehouse, while Pops kept calling in for some reinforcements. We were being extra cautious, identifying workers that were coming in and out, spending all hours of the day and night trying to get the compound back in working order. Pops didn't want the shootout to bring down the club's morale, the brotherhood in which we stood for. He wanted nothing to be jeopardized because some of our own were put to ground. In true form, he threw a fucking party. The whores cleaned up the joint as best they could, making sure the house was stocked with liquor, beer, and food. Diesel and Stone took care of getting an endless supply of fucking drugs. It was a free-for-all. We were celebrating the life and death of our brothers. This is some good shit, Stone exclaimed, handing me a blunt. We were sitting on one of the couches in the game room, shooting the shit, acting like nothing had happened in that room days prior, pretending to have a good old fucking time. The coffee table in front of us was lined with rails of coke. Brothers and whores stopping to get their fix of the free drugs. People were walking around everywhere, smoking weed, popping pills, fucking out in the open, and kicking back an obscene amount of booze. We were all on the same page, wanting nothing more than to just forget and have a good fucking time. Most of the women showed up half naked or not dressed at all, dancing on poles, brothers, and each other. I took the blunt to my mouth, sucking in long and hard, holding the smoke in, trying to get as fucked up as I could. The guilt was eating me alive. As the night went on, so did the usual festivities. I was never much for doing drugs, only occasional blunt here and there. I was always more of a drinker, been drinking ever since I could see over the damn bar. I never felt so empty and hollow in all my life. But as a VP, I had to put on a good front. There's one thing after another lately. The club, my dad, now Autumn.
Everything was a fucking mess. The walls were closing in, and I had no way out. My life was leading me on a road to nowhere. The underlying demons never leaving me alone, my fucking companions, always sitting right next to me, waiting for the turmoil of more devastation to take over. More lives. More blood. More fucking death. For what? For fucking nothing. I blinked, finding myself on that same old couch, except this time I was snorting line after line of coke, trying to forget, trying to go numb, trying to block out the last 20 years of my life. Nothing was working. The pain was still alive and bleeding out of me, leaving nothing but destruction in its wake. I did another line, leaning back into the couch cushions, letting the blow take over, watching the color lights dance around the room to the beat of the music. The distinct taste of the drip from the blow ran down the back of my throat, but I chased it down with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Hey, Creed.
Some blonde with huge fucking tits purred, making herself at home on my lap, bringing her brunette Fran with her to sit down next to me. Just then, realizing Stone had left.
I'm Lola, and this is Candy.
Blonde informed me, biting her lip in a seductive way, twirling her fingers in her hair, grazing a long red manicured nail along her friend's breast.
Candy forgot to put on a bra tonight.
Slightly pulling down her friend's skin-tight white tank, she exposed a perfectly round nipple, circling her finger around it, making it pebble even more.
She also forgot to wear panties,
she added. Burnett spread her legs open as if on cue, propping her one stiletto heel on the table, licking her finger before reaching between her legs, exposing her clit. I cocked my head to the side, taking in her pink bare pussy. Not complaining, I rasped.
How about Candy and I show you a good time tonight? She's new here, and I think you will really like her.
She whispered in my ear, sucking my lobe into her mouth, flicking it with her tongue. Her friend looked up at me, piercing bright blue eyes, licking her lips, slowly circling her clit. Bait me. What makes you think I ain't already having a good time? I asked, never taking my eyes off the brunette, eye fucking the shit out of me.
You are sitting here all alone. I figured you could use some company.
The blonde responded, kissing along my jaw. Think y'all worth my fucking time? She nodded, taking a vial out of her bra. Twisting off the cap, she tapped out blow on her tits. Instantly leaning back, brushing her blonde hair to the side, waiting for my next move. Ladies first, I murmured, gesturing to her friend. She nodded, leaning forward, snorting it right off her boobs. I followed suit. I spent the next hour in a drug-induced blur, watching the two whores dance for me on the poles in the corner of the room, grounded on each other, taking turns hanging upside down with their legs out in splits, tongue-fucking the shit out of each other's pussies. Brothers stood around hooting and hollering, throwing dollar bills at them, enjoying the show as much as I was. Blue-eyed brunette came strutting over to me, naked in all her glory. A green hue of light illuminated her curvy frame, reminding me of the redhead I had lost. Autumn. I quickly shook off the sentiment, trying to focus the fog that was my mind while the whore straddled my lap backward. I didn't fucking hesitate. I pulled her back into my chest, nipping at her neck. She swayed her curvy hips to the sultry beat of the music, grinding her ass into my cock over and over again. I reached down her stomach, slowly making a path to her pussy that I'd wanted to touch since the moment she spread her goddamn legs from me, giving me an instant hard-on. I circled her clit with the palm of my hand, ramming my fingers into her wetness with my other one. Before I knew what was happening, Blonde was kneeling between her thighs, pushing my palm out of the way, lapping at her clit while I continued to fuck her with my fingers. Her pussy tightened around me, throbbing with her release. Muffled moans assaulted my senses, far away even though she was near. Everything heightened from the blow. I couldn't take it anymore. I needed to be balls fucking deep in one of them. We stumbled our way back to my bedroom, laughing our asses off at nothing and everything all at once. I kicked the door shut behind me, leaning against it once it was closed. The music was blaring through the house, thumping through the walls, vibrating on my back. My room shifted around, coming in and out of focus as the girls walked backward toward the bed, swaying their hips, fucking me with their eyes. Usually guys in my current state of mind can't perform when they're fucked up as I was, but I was a lucky bastard. Drugs and alcohol only made me hard as fuck. Fuck each other, I ordered in a low-pitched tone. Get nice and wet for me. They crawled their way onto my bed, sitting up on their knees in the center, devouring each other. Their tongues taking what the other wanted as their hands glided in sync down their bodies, stopping when they reached the other's pussy, moaning into one another's mouths, causing my cock to twitch and throb against the zipper of my jeans. I kicked off my boots and pulled off my shirt, walking over to my nightstand to grab condoms from the drawer. They never took their eyes off me as they finger-fucked each other. I reached down, fumbling to unbuckle my pants, pulling out my cock and jerking it off, enjoying the goddamn show with hazy hooded eyes, stroking my cock harder the closer they got to coming undone. "Come here," I demanded, nodding toward the brunette, never letting up on stroking my dick, already forgetting their goddamn names. I stood at the edge of the bed. She happily obliged, leaving her friend, crawling over to me, getting up on her knees on the mattress, loving her face with mine. I gripped onto the back of her hair by the nook of her neck, forcefully tugging it back, when she leaned in to kiss my lips. We weren't kissing. We were fucking. Plain and simple. A moan escaped her mouth, confirming the bitch liked it rough. I dragged her down, moving her to face my cock, shoving it to the back of her throat until she gagged. She never stopped sucking. I grabbed on tighter, bobbing her head the way I fucking liked it. I groaned out, nodding to the chick on my bed. "Put my balls in your fucking mouth. Show me how much you want to suck my cock too, and then maybe I'll give it to you." She grinned, licking from my taint to my balls, sucking one right into her mouth and humming, while the brunette sucked my dick like she had something to prove. Her sloppy wet mouth felt fucking amazing. The blonde stuck out her tongue and licked up my balls to my shaft, while the brunette sucked on the head of my cock. I gripped onto the sides of her face, thrusting my dick into the back of her throat, fucking her face for a few seconds, wanting to feel the back of her mouth. I pulled out my dick with a pop and she gasped for air. "Good girl," I growled in a low, rumbling tone. "Now fucking finish what you started." They went back at it. I rolled on a condom, not trusting either of them to put it on for me. Last thing I wanted was getting trapped by a club whore. This is a means to an end for me. I wanted to come. I didn't give a fuck about them. Making my way onto the bed, I grabbed whoever was closest to me. It just happened to be the blonde. "Eat her pussy," I ordered, gripping her hips, roughly shoving her head down till she was on her hands and knees in front of me. In one swift movement, I was balls deep inside her, taking her from behind, smacking her fucking ass, enjoying the feel of her cunt wrapped around my cock, fucking her to the beat of the music still going strong outside my room. I smacked her ass again, causing her to buck her hips, backing her ass onto my cock, all while burying her face in her friend's pussy, caressing her tits at the same time. Moans escaped both of their mouths. The brunette's back arched off the bed in ecstasy, writhing out her orgasm the blonde's fucking tongue. I twisted her hair in my hand, roughly pulling her up to her knees. "Done with you," I groaned in her ear, releasing her, shoving her forward. "Your turn, sweetheart." I grabbed her friend's ankles, pulling her toward me. The blonde grinned, kissing her friend's lips, savoring the taste of her own cum, before climbing on top of her to sit on her goddamn face. I placed the brunette's legs on my shoulder, rubbing my cock between her pussy lips, positioning my dick at her opening, I thrust in, fucking her hard, fast, with much more determination, hearing the slapping sound of my balls against her bare ass cheeks. I pulled back out, nudging my cock into the pucker of her asshole. She moaned, wild and unashamed. I chuckled to myself. "You like things up your ass, yeah?"
"Mm-hmm,"
she hummed, never letting up on eating her friend's pussy. "Take my fucking cock, then." Pushed in the head of my dick, teasing her, causing her to shudder while she took every last inch of my cock. "Good girl," I growled loud and hard once I was fully inside her. She was so fucking tight it made my balls ache. Her legs trembled as I thrust in and out of her, matching every stroke, taking what wasn't mine. My head fell back, completely immersed in drugs, booze, and fucking her in the ass. On the verge of coming.
"You son of a bitch!"
The girls gasped, causing me to jerk back, not grasping what the fuck was happening. I pulled my cock out of her ass, immediately looking over to the door where the voice came from, narrowing my eyes, trying to blink away the drug-induced haze. "Fuck," I breathed out when Autumn came into focus, standing in the doorway. She shook her head, looking from me to the girls that were now jumping off the bed, scurrying around my room trying to find their shit and haul ass.